Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Almost Mark Walters. Almost, but not quite. He's taking another couple of days off. Welcome in, though, to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Hour. I, my friends, am Andy Hoosier. I'm going to be filling in for Mark for the next couple of days. It's great to have you along. Great to be with you as we're rocking and rolling. Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning to some of you wherever you're playing this show. But it's great to have you along. Advancing, my friends. The right to bear arms, advancing the right to preserve the Second Amendment, advancing the right of conservatism all across the board as we're wrapping up a 2016. And again, Mark Walters having some time off. You can check his website out at armedamericanradio.org. Hi, my friends. Again, my name is Andy Hoosier. I am hailing out of the Crossbreed Holster Studios where they have moved. Not in Georgia, not in Texas, not in Florida. Where? In the heartland of America of Wichita, Kansas. And I do the morning show here on the Big Talker, 1480 and 102.5 FM KQAM. The Big Talker out of Wichita, Kansas, and being able to see the Second Amendment right here firsthand, and it's a lot of fun. And as we talked about yesterday, as I did get to fill in and do a little bit for him yesterday, if you may have heard it, maybe you didn't, but I am a millennial. I'm a young generation-ish individual, and I'm trying to shake the lapels of all the young generation individuals. I'm trying to shake the lapels of all of them that are sitting in their safe spaces on college campuses, trying to change the dynamic of society, because we are the ones, ladies and gentlemen, that get to move forward on a great conservative basis. And it brings me back to a little bit of what we talked about yesterday with, I don't know if you saw the stories, but on Monday, brawls going on in the malls the day after, which I didn't even know that the big sales day and the big shopping day was the day after Christmas. I thought it was Black Friday. Everybody always talks about Black Friday. Black Friday, where the big brawls are going on, where the big sales are, the big screen TVs and the cars and the video game systems and the whatever else there are. The big shopping day being on Black Friday. Now, apparently, the big shopping day is on the day after Christmas. And I have two theories about this. Either one, you're trying to get the sales of all the items that are on sale because they didn't get sold for Christmas for the Christmas gift, so they're trying to get the good bargains. Or everybody's like, ah, thanks, I love the item, but I'm gonna go return it and go get something else that I want because it didn't quite appease me the way I wanted it to. I don't know whether that's the case or not, probably a combination of both. But as you heard some of the stories on Monday, brawls going on all over the place, shootings apparently happening all over the place in these malls, SWAT teams having to be called in to malls across the United States because of the excitement and some of the shenanigans and, as Joe Biden would say, the malarkey happening at some of these locations at some of the malls here. And according to the Daily Mail, malls across America descended into chaos and violence on Monday as bargain-hungry shoppers engaged in mass brawls, fought in food courts, and in one instance led to a SWAT team being deployed. Fights were reported across the country with instances at malls in Colorado, Illinois, Tennessee, Ohio, Connecticut, and New York. Many saw fights taking place in food courts and incorrect reports of gunfire. Many involved teenagers and juveniles. All right, so I take two things away from this. And this falls directly into what Mark talks about every single day when it talks about defending yourself, when it talks about the lunacy of the left trying to make individuals and trying to make the young generation scared of firearms. I take two things away from this, because the headline, SWAT team dispatched, families flee from gunfire, and dozens are arrested, all for the sake of a few holiday bargains, massive brawls break out as shoppers descend on malls across the country. Here's the two things to take away from a story from this, because it's absurd. Number one, incorrect reporting of firearms and gunfire. People calling the cops again saying we heard gunfire when there wasn't really gunfire. Why? Because no one understands what a gunfire actually sounds like. They don't get it. It doesn't connect. They say, well, is it the balloon popping? No, it's not the college campus this time. What is it this time? Oh, yeah, it's a chair that was smashed against the floor. And it made a loud crack. And what do they do? Oh, my gosh, there's gunfire going on. Number two, many involved as teenagers and juveniles. Which makes you wonder what's so darn important for the teenagers and the juveniles to be going to the mall and causing ruckus and brawls the day after Christmas. After being thankful, after understanding the true meaning of what Christmas is all about, understanding what the true meaning of the holiday is all about, then we have to throw a fit and go to the mall and return all our gifts and get the stuff we want to and then start brawling about everything that we wanted. Another story here out of the AP, 15-year-old kids heading to Arden Fair Mall with a friend on Monday evening with a security officer stopped them and asked if they were with a parent or a guardian. They weren't, and they were surprised to find out the status as unaccompanied minors meant that they were barred from entering the mall. The day after Christmas is one of the busiest shopping days of the year. As many as 65,000 shoppers poured into Arden Fair on Monday in search of the post-holiday sales, looking to manage the crowd and prevent fights such as the ones that closed the mall early on December 26, 2014. Arden officials on Monday activated a rule that was recently added to the mall's code of conduct during periods of high occupancy. Security may require minors to be accompanied by adults. Now, as you may have heard yesterday, I grew up in rural communities. I grew up on a farm in Ohio when I was a kid. I grew up in the little town of Bailey, Colorado as my graduation. I live in Wichita, Kansas, which the city itself is big, but the rural communities all around it and just the atmosphere of it. It's small rural communities, and I never grew up going to the malls as a kid. I grew up as rock climbing, as hiking, as shooting guns, as going hunting, as doing things kind of on my own, walking out in the field. We had 80 acres of land in Ohio that I could just spend 3 days out there with no one knowing where I was based on the berries and the apples and everything that you could live off of. It's a great time. Now, if you're in the city, there's nothing against it. I'm not knocking it. It's a completely different experience that I'm not used to. And I never would have fathomed being 15, 16, 17 years old and going to the mall with my friends and walking around and having a good time without anybody around. I guess I'm just not a shopper, but that makes me a guy, too. Whereas my wife, she likes to walk around and do some shopping. Thankfully, not one of the crazy shoppers where she has to go to every single store and look at everything and not buy anything. But she likes to go to the mall. And nowadays, I kind of like to walk around with her just on occasion. Her and the kid, as they have fun kind of seeing things. But mall officials tried to prevent violence last year by bringing in more police officers, but the brawl still broke out. So what did they do this year? Making it mandatory when it got really congested in the mall to make sure that anybody under the age of 18 had a parent or a guardian with them walking into the mall. Why? Because they're the ones that are causing all the issues. And the reason I bring this up, the reason I talk about this on a gun show, defending your right to arm yourselves, is because the young generation, again, is losing touch with reality, losing touch with the right to be able to keep and bear that arm, is losing the right and the understanding of how a firearm works, where they're probably the ones that called and said that a firearm went off in the mall when actually it was a chair banging against the floor, because they don't understand the difference. Numerous brawls in malls were reported across the country on Monday, with local authorities attributing the ensuing chaos primarily to teenagers. In Elizabeth, New Jersey on Monday, someone yelled gun after a chair slammed down during a fight, according to media reports. The brawl and the panic about a potential shooter resulted in 8 to 10 people with minor injuries, according to the mayor of Elizabeth. I wonder what was so big and important that they had to cause a scene and call the police and say that there was a gun. Was it the adult coloring books that they need? I heard that they're going out of stock because they're such a hot commodity right now. I wonder, was it the pair of skinny jeans? Or like ankle shorts or ankle jeans or whatever the heck they wear nowadays. Or maybe they were running out of the Hot Topic t-shirts of Che Guevara tie-dye t-shirts that they carry. And maybe they're running out of those deals too. I don't know. I don't know what the big hot commodity was for them to actually start brawls in the store and they were running low on. But it caused a scene. And it's really sad to see this. Because if even half of these kids understood what a gun sound actually sounded like, actually carried them themselves, they would understand, number one, responsibility to where you wouldn't start a brawl. Because they actually had a concealed carry. And a lot of times you can't even carry into the mall anyways, but they would actually have the understanding of owning a firearm, shooting a firearm, and the responsibility that comes with that. I guarantee you that individuals that actually carry and shoot and do that on a normal basis and understand the responsibility that comes along with that, they're much more mature and much more responsible than anybody else that does not own a firearm. And I guarantee you that none of them would have started a brawl in the middle of a public place like a mall or in a store in the mall, if any of them had actually been firearm owners, hunters, active shooters. Because why? They're just a little bit more mature. Now, the funny part of all this is that because of these brawls, because of these fights, because of the mass shootings that happen, because of the homicides, because of the accidental shootings, whatever the case is, the left-wing media, the progressives like to try to attack gun owners for and try and take away our guns on a daily basis. They try to compete and try and compare the difference between homicides in the United States and try and say, well, look at it. There's homicides all over the world, but they're not as bad as in America. Why? Because America owns all these guns and they're terrible and all these rednecks have a bunch of weapons and they're just shooting them all over the place and it's causing havoc all over the place. And when we come back after the break, There's a New York Times piece, and it may be a little old, and Mark may have covered this. It was from June of this year, but they literally try to compare the gun death rate in the United States compared to the rest of the world. And this all falls back again on the young generation. This all falls back again on our responsibility and actually waking up and using a little bit of common sense. Because if you try to compare it to the rest of the world, I'm sorry, it's not going to fly. I'm sorry, but you just can't. You can't compare apples and oranges. You can't compare what's happening in other countries to what's happening in the United States when we advocate and encourage individuals to have guns while the rest of the world tries to take them away on a daily basis. Andy Hoosier, broadcasting out of Wichita, Kansas here, filling in for Mark Walters for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll be back after this.
Second Amendment supporters, listen up. You're about to miss the deadline for one of the biggest and baddest gun giveaways I've ever seen. The United States Concealed Carry Association is giving five of my listeners $1,600 to spend on any gun they want. And you could be one of them, but only if you act quickly. It's all over when the ball drops on New Year's Eve. Head over to defendthem.com right now, and you'll instantly lock in your five big chances to win a Sig Sauer 1911 or a Smith & Wesson R8. That's really all there is to do. Look, $1,600, that's a lot of money. But you're running out of time. Don't miss your last opportunity to win the elite gun that was at the top of your Christmas list. Because let's face it, you probably didn't get it from your mother-in-law. But remember, your five chances to win expire New Year's Eve at midnight. So don't get left behind. Go to defendthem.com. That's defendthem.com for your five chances to win. Defendthem.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, welcome back into your Daily Defense. Armed American Radio Daily Defense here. Mark Walters stepping aside for a couple of days. Andy Hoosier filling in from the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in Wichita. Candace, great to have you back. Great to have you along as we're rocking and rolling here. Did you see the story? North Carolina GOP leader shows off an AK-style rifle Christmas gift. Some not quite impressed. Of course they're not. How dare that elected official, above all, not just to mention a Republican, not just someone with a very large rifle because it's an assault rifle, therefore it must assault people, therefore it must harm people, but to post it on Facebook, to post it on social media, an elected official actually posting something like this, how dare he? North Carolina Republican Party Executive Director Dallas Woodhouse caused a stir on social media this week when he posted a picture on Facebook and Twitter in which he holds an AK-style semi-automatic rifle. Best Christmas present ever, was the quote, with two exclamation points. He was really excited about this. The post had drawn hundreds of comments, some of which praised the GOP leader for exercising his Second Amendment right to own a gun. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. God bless you, according to some people that wrote. But in a sign of political division surrounding gun ownership, other comments were more critical. Several pointed out that the gun safety appeared to be turned off in the photo. Get a clue before you injure or kill someone. Now, looking at the picture, if you have not seen the picture, he's standing out in front of his house. He's got his sweater on, and his hands are nowhere near the trigger. And it looks just fine. It doesn't even have, I can't see, I mean, the picture's a little dark right now, but it doesn't even look like there's a magazine in it. So unless there's one in the chamber and it came like that in the package, I doubt that there's any harm or threat to this whatsoever. And it looks like if he got a gun like this for his Christmas gift, I highly doubt this is the first weapon that he's owned and they're worried about some kind of threat of it going off. He responded saying, I just said it was the best Christmas present ever. I did not say it was, in fact, mine. I'm not saying either way what weapons I legally possess or own or not. The weapon was not loaded, and my finger is no place close to the trigger. The magazine is completely empty, as is the chamber. Well, first off, dude, I get, okay, I'm not saying either way that it's possession, not the weapon was not loaded, finger near it. But, dude, own up to it. Hey, yeah, this is mine. This is my gun, baby. I got this. And it's the best Christmas present ever, and I love it. You can own up to that. That's all right. But it really makes you question, too, with the world of social media, the world where you have to post everything you're doing on Facebook or on Twitter or on whatever, to say, hey, I'm watching TV tonight, eating a bag of Cheetos in my boxers. Okay, paints a nice picture. Thank you for that update. It makes you wonder, though, if they're so upset about an elected official, a Republican, who got a firearm for Christmas, or a relative who got the firearm and he just posted the picture because he said it was the best Christmas present ever. If someone purchased got a firearm like this for Christmas, which I told you I did, my first BB gun when I was 7 or 8, I got that for Christmas. My first .22 semi-automatic, got that for my grandpa for Christmas. Both of those Christmas presents. I still have, well, I don't have the BB gun, but I have the .22. But it makes you wonder if they're going to complain about a picture like this. Where was the outrage when you've seen selfies of punk kids who have no understanding of how to use a firearm, who try to be Billy, you know what, who try to show off a little bit and not only have someone take the picture for them while they're holding a firearm, but actually take a selfie of themselves pointing the gun at themselves, pointing the gun at other people, pointing the gun into the camera, pointing the gun wherever with their finger on the trigger. Whether they have the safety on, whether they don't have the safety on, whether it's loaded, whether it's not loaded, doesn't matter. But the fact that they have no recollection of what's safe and not safe on how to properly handle a firearm, and they're taking selfies as trying to be Mr. Gangster, and we have an elected Republican official in North Carolina that takes a picture, someone else taking it of him, holding a firearm, and now we have outrage because they're worried about how he doesn't know how to handle a firearm, and they're worried about him shooting somebody, and they're worried about a Republican candidate, a Republican official, actually having a firearm, actually having an AK-style weapon because it's an assault rifle, and he must be one of those crazy right-wing rednecks wearing the tinfoil hat that's actually going to harm somebody. Where's the outrage over everybody else that actually posts these pictures? Oh, no. I haven't seen any. I don't know of anybody else. I don't think that they've actually had some outrage. Nonetheless, gun homicides, according to the New York Times, are a common cause of death in the United States, killing about as many people as car crashes. Some cases command our attention more than others, of course. Counting mass shootings that make headlines and the thousands of Americans murdered, one or a few at a time, gun homicides total 8,124 in the year 2014. Now, before we go any further, 8,124 homicides in the year of 2014. Compare that to the population of the United States at that time, which is what, close to 300 million people? That would be a 0.00027%. Four zeros in there, 27%. This level of violence makes the United States an extreme outlier when it measures against the experience of other advanced countries. For example, around the world, those countries have substantially lower rates of death from gun homicide. In Germany, being murdered with a gun is as uncommon as being killed by a falling object in the United States. You're literally going to try and compare Germany to the United States. First off, they have the German Weapons Act, which we do not have here, which strictly regulates guns, strictly regulates gun laws, is one of the most strict gun laws in the entire world, which even includes, by the way, hunting knives and carving knives and steak knives. Yes, they do regulate those there. Do we regulate those here? Well, they're trying to. They also have a population rate of close to 80 million individuals, and 1.4 million of them own firearms. So, if they're going to try and compare here, that would be a lot larger percentage of the individuals there compared to here. So you want to talk about gun rates here, why don't you stop talking about percentages for them and not for us? Because you're trying to compare apples and oranges here, and it doesn't work. You're showing her hypocrisy here. The left-wing media is very, very bad at trying to cover up their hypocrisy because that's all they know. That's all that they do. Let's look at another one, shall we? Japan, where gun homicides are even more rare. The likelihood of dying this way is about the same as Americans' chance of being killed by lightning, roughly 1 in 10 million. Why are they trying to do this? I get that this is their last desperate attempt, and as Mark rightly pointed out, come next year, we don't have to acknowledge it. Even right now, we don't have to acknowledge, we don't have to take this seriously and try to come out on the defense of it, because the left-wing media is the only source that the Democratic Party has nowadays, because they've lost, like we talked about yesterday, with the little influence that they actually have. We don't have to worry about it. Now, they're going to try and influence the general public, and they've done very well at doing so. But we don't have to worry about it in the sense that we are going to have to worry about policy. We are going to have to worry about legislation. We don't have to worry about that now because we have a Republican-led dominance. What we do have to worry about is we do have to worry about the young generation actually getting their minds molded on how bad guns are and trying to look at these stats and say, oh, this is a good thing. This is a good comparison here because, well, you know, population-wise here in the United States compared to the population-wise in these other countries and the gun restrictions and the gun laws, which they don't mention here in this news, this ad from the New York Times, trying to compare the apples and oranges. Isn't it pathetic? I sense just a little bit of desperation. I sense a little bit of them trying to step over their bounds, trying to force something that's never going to happen for them. Andy Hoosier filling in for Mark Walters for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Let's take a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back right after this.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
So I'm checking out the USCCOnAir.com right now and seeing what they have for their daily gun giveaway. And I tell you what, you thought you had good odds yesterday. Just wait till you see what they got going on today. If you check out USCCOnAir.com for their daily gun giveaway, all you got to do is activate your Shield membership now, and you can get into the drawing for their daily gun giveaway. And guess what? You have 3 chances to win today. They're giving away 3 guns, all of them the same. The Rock River Arms Poly 911 is the gun they're giving away today, but not just one, not just 2, but 3 of them. So if you get on there, USCCOnAir.com, you can get in there. You can also get your chance to win the grand prize winner, Ammo for Life, which is fantastic. I mean, who doesn't want that? I mean, come on. But you got your 3 options here. Your silver, gold, and platinum, $13 a month, all the way up to $30 a month, anywhere from $250,000 to over $1 million in civil suit defense, in civil suit damages, and firearm theft protection, and more. All you got to do is check out USCCOnAir.com and just activate your membership. And guess what? You get the chance of 1 of 3 guns being given away at the end of today. The Rock River Arms Poly 911, another beautiful gun, which, Sean, jump on here. I know that every once in a while, Mark likes to give out a nice little recipe with a nice gun on his hip as he tries to cook something. And I think with the Rock River Arms Poly 911 today, it is a perfect time for me to give out my recipe that I have up my sleeve.
Uh-oh. Okay, I'm down.
And I think this is fantastic. By the way, this is Andy Hoosier filling in for Mark Walters. I'm in the hanging out in the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in Wichita, Kansas. I'm the morning host for the Big Talker KQAM 1480 102.5 FM right here in the heartland of America. And it's great to be with you today on a Thursday, wrapping up 2016. But, John, here is my recipe that I have. It's a hamburger.
Oh.
And I don't know how many hamburgers he does. Does he do hamburgers every once in a while?
Yes, he does a lot of hamburgers. I was talking to him earlier today. Oh, and he wanted me to express that I made a mistake yesterday. I said that he only fires up his grills on the weekend. Actually, he fires up his grill every day.
But every day.
Every day.
Well, that way he can have the meat fresh instead of doing it all on the weekend and then having leftovers for the next few days. That's right.
But yeah, he does a mean blue cheese hamburger. Yes.
Ooh, yes. I do love blue cheese.
I do
love blue cheese. We'll see if he's done this one here. This one is called the beer can bacon burger.
Mm.
Mm. All right. So you get your hamburger patty, mm-hmm. and I don't know what he does for his seasonings, but here's what I put on my hamburgers, and it's amazing. Your Montreal steak seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
You got your garlic powder.
Mm-hmm.
You got your cayenne pepper.
Mm.
You have your black pepper and your Red Robin seasoning salt.
Ooh.
So you put that on both sides of the patty there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get your beer can, and you put it right in the middle of the patty and form the patty around the base of the can to where it looks like a bowl almost.
Uh-huh.
See? You make the bowl out of the hamburger meat. Wrap that sucker in bacon. Then what you do for the inside of it, you on a separate bowl there, you set up your pepper, your pulled pork, your cheese. I would even throw in a couple of eggs and morph it into a big ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put that into the bowl, quote unquote, of the hamburger meat wrapped in bacon, and you grill it.
Oh,
and it's about 6 inches tall, and the meat doesn't have to be thick. I mean, the hamburger meat only has to be a quarter inch thick, whatever. I mean, it's a half, a half pound burger, whatever. But you make this, and it's a monster, and it's amazing. Or, I mean, if you want to do the filling too, I've seen people put in like mac and cheese. But if you do mac and cheese, I highly recommend slices of jalapenos with jalapeno juice in the mac and cheese. That, my friend, is amazing. So then you get the hamburger, and you've got this massive monster deal that you can chow into.
Mm.
Or you can either grill it, or you can put it on the pan and fry it and cook it in the house. I like to do that with beer and just cook it. The beer, they actually use the can to form it.
Mm-mm.
Then you can crank open the beer and sip on it while you dump some of the beer into the pan and cook it.
See,
it's amazing.
You're going to have to give me that recipe off the air. But we've got you've even picked Mark. He's on the air, or he's on the phone. You piqued his interest as well.
Oh, Mark is on the phone with us.
Yes, he is.
Mark, what's going on, my friend?
How you doing, guys?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, it's a great time, and you, my friend, are having some time off. What are you doing here?
Well, you know, I couldn't help myself. I was listening to you a little bit yesterday when I was getting ready to fire up my grill, and I heard Shanto say, you know, the weekend. He only fires up the grill on the weekends, on Fridays to Sundays. Let me tell you something. My grill goes all week long. I've got a smoker or a cooker or something going all the time. So I had to correct him, and I did. I called him, and I kind of yelled at him. I said, now, you know better than that. And you left our listeners, with the impression that I only cook. I'm some kind of weekend warrior here. Now, I got to set the record.
Well, no, I mean, hey, I mean, you're doing it nice and fresh now instead of actually. I was thinking that you just cook it all week and then, you know, the weekend, and then have some leftovers all throughout the week so you didn't have to cook.
No, let me tell you what I've got going on right now, and then I'll let you get back to the program. It's a great show. I've been enjoying listening as I've been driving home, and I really appreciate you, Andy, taking Armed American Radio by the helm. I really do appreciate it. I've had a lot of fun listening. Can't wait to hear it tomorrow. Here's I've got two pork butts right now.
Mm.
On a smoker, sitting at about 185 degrees. At about an hour from now, I'm going to crank that heat up to 250, and I'm going to mop them up with some Carolina sauce that I've got, and I'm going to cook them for about another 5 hours. And then those things will come off the cooker. For dinner tonight, I've got two big fillets and about 10 pounds of Alaska, of Ophelia crab legs.
I'm going to be doing
with some Old Bay seasoning. And if you want to ask me what I have on the hip, I think it would be a great time to pair up that cook tonight with what I'm wearing on my hip. And believe it or not, I'm wearing a Glock 43, believe it or not.
Wow.
I love it. I love it. That's fantastic. I love it. So, okay. So if you were making this burger that I mentioned with the nice bowl where you could stuff it with whatever what would you stuff in that burger, Mark?
You know what I think would be great? I think some jalapeno cream cheese.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
Stop.
Right? What do you think?
I love it. I love it.
That's a winner.
You got to pair up with like a big old Smith & Wesson revolver or something like that.
See, there you go. That would be the perfect match right there. I love it, my friend.
Isn't that beautiful? Well, listen, I'll let you guys get back to it. I just wanted to set the record straight. Shanto, you know better than that. Our American radio ranks and cookers are going right now, smoking up the hood. You guys have a great rest of the show. Thanks, guys.
Mark, I appreciate it, my friend. And again, thank you so much for the honor to be able to come on and jump on the show and talk and fill the airwaves as you're having some time off and grilling and cooking, because yes, he is cooking on his days off there. I think he actually has more time to do it, so where he doesn't have to get off the air and then go do it. So I think he's got additional time and he may be a little happy about that.
You just keep the millennials in check for us, brother. I appreciate it. We'll see you on the radio.
Hey, fantastic, Mark. Appreciate it. Yes, keeping the millennials. It's a hard task here. And yes, you know what? I'm going to have to start by trying to ban adult coloring books and ankle pants. What are those things called, Sean? The guys that wear the little are they skinny jeans? Is that what we call them, the ankle pants there?
Yeah, I think they're called skinny jeans. And I'm not sure. I've heard Snowflake a couple of times. I'm not sure.
We'll just call them the skinny jeans, because I see those and I say, well, yeah, that just looks silly. Okay, let's move along for the week. Oh, by the way, one more recipe I do got to give out. You know what? I'll save it till tomorrow. I got another one till tomorrow, and it's not meat, but it's salsa to put on the hamburger.
Oh, stop the madness.
There you go. And you want to talk about the jalapeno cream cheese thing? Yeah, this thing will burn you right up from the inside out. I love it.
Absolutely.
All right, here it is. I have for 2016... the list of the most hotly contested, the most sold, most popular firearms in America for 2016. And it goes from handguns, rifles, shotguns, and revolvers. And then we'll talk about my favorites, because I'll be the first disclaimer here. I am not as much of a gun aficionado as Mark. I love my firearms. I own a few of them. I plan on owning many, many more in the near future. But I am not on the up and up as some of the greats and the latest and the greatest that he has, so I'll leave that to him. But seeing some of the top, hotly, most popular guns in 2016 right here in the United States, it's kind of fun to look at it here. And start off here with the handguns. You got your semi-auto Kel-Tec PMR-30. You got your Smith & Wesson M&P Shield 9mm and your Sig Sauer P-938. Now, 9mm, okay, they're a little bit smaller, but what do you do? So those are the three biggest selling handguns of 2016. I would go completely different, and later on we'll talk about the kind of handgun that I'm going to be getting very soon if I get an opportunity to do so. But we also have the rifles, the shotguns, and the revolvers. We'll get to those after the break here. But it's Andy Hoosier hailing out of the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in Wichita, just filling in the seat for Mark Walters as he's at home cooking up a storm and having a great time with his gun on his hip. This is your Armed American Radio Daily Defense. We'll be back after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Almost Mark Walters. Almost Mark Walters taking a day off here, apparently out grilling and having a grand old time with his gun on his side and smoking and cooking and grilling and doing the grand old thing. But it's great to have you along. My name is Andy Hoosier. I'm hailing out of the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in Wichita, Kansas, the morning show host of the Big Talker KQAM out here in Wichita, and living it up in the heartland of America as we see the rest of the country. And you know what? We're moving in the right direction all across the country. Literally from Florida to Seattle, we're seeing wonderful things happening when it comes to the Second Amendment, when it comes to advancing the Second Amendment, when it comes to advancing constitutional carry and carry on campus and education on carrying and so on and so forth, which we all talked about yesterday. But you know what? It's vital. It's important. And it's great to see because we're moving in the right direction here. But to kind of wrap up this year as we try our darn, it's so hard. It's so hard to stay away from politics, isn't it? We try our darndest. But then what do we hear? Well, guess what? There's a vote in the United Nations trying to attack Israel. Oh, yeah, by the way, Barack Obama just signed $6 billion of new regulations from the Environmental Protection Agency. Great. I feel so much better about that. Oh, yeah, by the way, and they just go on, and it's a snowball that just goes downhill all the time, and we need to stop it, even during the holidays when we're trying not to pay attention to that stuff. But Mark will cover all that when he comes back on Sunday. He will be back live with his big show Sunday evening, and I know he's looking forward to that one, itching to get underneath, get behind the wheel again to kick off 2017. But as we try and stay away from that, as we ramp up 2016, we're looking at some of the great things that happened this year, along with the policies, along with the legislation, along with the politics of that. But the number of guns being sold, the number of people that are going out trying to go to classes, everywhere that I go, everywhere that I see, everywhere that I hear, all across the country, the concealed carry classes are booked full. Self-defense classes are booked full. Hunter safety courses are booked full. They can't get enough people to help them out. And that's kind of a good problem to have, better than the alternative, right? Not being able to get enough people into the door to be able to do the classes. So it's a good sign to see. And along with that comes the number of gun sales in the country. Barack Obama has continued to hold up the way. If he's going to do one thing, if he's going to be known as one thing with his legacy, everybody's all worried about the Barack Obama legacy. If he's going to be known for one thing, it's going to be the Barack Obama legacy of how many guns were sold under him. And he acknowledges that, too. He sees that, and he's actually devastated by that fact. The guy that was supposed to involve the NRA and restrict what they're allowed to do to try and shut down the Second Amendment Foundation, every other organization trying to defend your gun rights, they actually got bigger. They got stronger under Barack Obama's administration. And he hates that fact, which means everything that he's tried to advance, along with everything else from the Affordable Health Care Act and his EPA regulations and what he's doing with the United Nations, it's all going to go to the wayside. It's all going to be reversed. Good for you. Good luck and try it. Donald Trump's going to reverse everything that you've done. Go for it. Continue to try what you're doing with your last desperate attempt there. But your legacy is going to show who you truly were. The fact that we had a president that didn't have over a 3% GDP growth his entire 8 years in office. That's kind of something that's going to come out in the history books, whether he wants it to or not. He can try and monitor it. He can try and screen it. He can try and regulate it all that he wants, but it's not going to happen. And he's going to be known for the failed president that he was, and the reverseness of that, and the greatness that came out of that because people stood up against that, including all of the gun activists. And along with that, with those gun sales, were some of the great guns that came out from the industry, from the manufacturers. When it came to the category of rifles here, with the 4 largest selling rifles in 2016, number one was the Kel-Tec Sub 2000, which is kind of the alternative for the AR-15 if you're not familiar with that. And I've never seen that one nor shot it. I would love to, and it looks like a lot of fun. Number two is the Ruger 10/22, started manufacturing in 1964 and good for the small game hunters, which is one of their favorites apparently in the United States. The Ruger American Bolt Action Rifle. I love my bolt action guns. When I was in 4-H as a kid and we would do the shooting competitions, I would always take that little bitty bolt action, and I was a perfect shot most of the time. When I was, well, it was a good time. Remington 700 bolt action was the number four. When it came to your shotguns, the Kel-Tec KSG pump action shotgun was number one. The Mossberg 500 pump action shotgun was number two. And when it came to your revolvers, the Taurus 605 and the Taurus 85 were the number one and two. Well, the Colt Python is number three, which if you were familiar, hey, what's that one? That's the one that Rick Grimes actually shoots in The Walking Dead. Yeah, it's a pretty awesome gun. The funny thing about it, it's been discontinued since 2005, but still is the number three bestseller in 2016 for firearms. Kind of interesting, eh? Now, when it comes to unique guns, here's what I would like to see, and here's what I want. And I got to say, I don't own a handgun right now. I've shot them, but I don't own one. And I'm going to actually be owning one probably in the next couple of months because I'm really looking forward to getting one. And when I do get one, it's going to be the 6-Hour P229 Legion Compact, the 357. It's going to be amazing because it's bigger than the 9mm. Everybody gets the 9mm, and I understand why, because it's easy and it's small and it's compact. You can carry it, and it's good for a lot of women that carry it. My wife, she wants, when she gets the opportunity to get a firearm, which she will be getting one soon too, she wants a Colt 44, just like what Mark was talking about. He has to get the Colt 44, and it's going to be a great thing, and she's not going to have to worry about a thing. I'm not going to have to worry about my wife going to a mall and seeing a bunch of young little millennials causing ruckus and causing brawls in the store because they got rid of their nice little leggings or whatever the heck they want. Or what are those again, Sean, the ankle pants?
Skinny jeans, I think.
Skinny jeans. Yes. The skinny jeans. Apparently, I don't wear those enough. I'm going to have to try and start wearing skinny jeans, the ankle pants.
Yeah, I'll skip that.
it just looks so uncomfortable. It looks like you have to grab a pair of scissors to get out of them every night.
Yes.
Why would you do that to yourself?
But these are the same people that hug on stuffed bunnies and coloring books. What is that all about?
The adult coloring books and the therapy puppy dogs, which I have now at the college universities, I don't get it. I need my safe space.
Yeah,
and now, if you've heard the latest, I talked about it on my morning show this morning, and it kind of falls into this category. Now universities are actually coming out with pins and buttons that you can wear to pronounce the proper pronoun of how you identify yourself if you want to be known as a him or a her or It's an alternative or a third party, whatever that may be. Stop. But you now actually are getting offered buttons to be able to distinctly tell who you are and what you are. So that falls right into the same thing as the therapy dogs and the coloring books and not understanding the difference between a firearm being shot and a chair falling and hitting the ground. Well done. Well done. That's my generation. And again, I apologize for them every single day. But yes, if we walked around with handguns all the time, and I'm going to be getting one, my wife's going to be getting one, we are members of all the different organizations, and I love being able to promote them and talk about them and everything that they do in advancing and doing so well at advancing the way we have been for the last couple of years. I am excited to be able to get my first handgun and going to the range there. Tomorrow, I know we're running short on time already, and it's hard to believe, but tomorrow I have your top 10 most heavily armed states in America as of the end of 2016, because I see this changing. I really do. I see the way the dynamics change, the way that the movements have changed from when it comes to concealed carry and carry on campus and constitutional carry and the number of classes all across the country that we're seeing, as we mentioned, with these hunter safety courses and self-defense courses. I see this chart changing by the end of 2017, but right now it's Wyoming is number one, which of course is not uncommon. District of Columbia, number two. Arkansas. Arkansas is number three. New Mexico, number four. Virginia, number five. Idaho, Alabama, Nevada, Alaska, Louisiana, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Georgia, New Hampshire, and Indiana are the top 15 with the most populated gun owners, the people that had the most guns and the most amount of guns per individual within those states. And I think it's going to change. I think we're going to see a change of tide, and I think that the population and the population-wise of gun ownership and the number of guns in each one of those states is going to dramatically increase now that we're going to see regulations be unrolled left and right when it comes to your Second Amendment. And ladies and gentlemen, again, as the happy ending of the show today, we're going to see positive movements, we're going to see guns galore, and we're going to see less and less homicides and crime rates. Andy Hoosier filling in for Mark Walters. Always an honor, always a pleasure. Great to be with you. Have a wonderful evening, night, and morning. We'll be back tomorrow right here on your Armed American Radio Daily Defense.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.